Hello, it's Allie. So of course, if you didn't know, I have a poll up where I'm trying to figure out how to celebrate having more than 200 plus followers, and now I actually am about to hit 400, which is fucking crazy, which makes no sense as to why it took so long for me to figure out how to celebrate. Anyways, so I put up that poll, right? And somebody had requested for me to do a hysterical someone had requested me to do a hysterical literature reading Rudyard Kipling's The Conundrum of the Workshops. And I saw this, and because I forgot to do vibe check last week, I didn't forget, actually just something came up and I couldn't record. And because I missed out on posting last week, I thought I would do a little quick follower special, kind of filling this request. I thought it was a very specific request. So I thought, okay, well, let me just fucking take a stab at it. I've never really done a hysterical literature. The Oral with Ally series, it's kind of like that conceptually, except I'm like reading off what's in my brain. Apologies, you guys could probably hear the cars going off in the background. Again, this is probably gonna be uncut, unedited, because you think your girl's gonna fucking edit another audio today? No. Anyways, yeah, so just as a quick thank you to whoever requested that. I hope you enjoy this. And I hope everyone else who follows me will enjoy me trying to read. I'm not the best at reading aloud. You know, like when you're a kid and you know the teacher calls on you and your teacher is like, "All right, this person, you read the next line." I was always so scared to be picked. And you know, like when the teacher's like, "Okay, we're gonna read down the row," you know, like the next line. I would like memorize the line that I'm reading because I don't know. It's funny. I'm just not the best reader. I am a little different when it comes to scripts. I'm more in tune in reading dialogue than I am. This is poetry. So I used to write poems a lot too. I was thinking about sharing some of those with you guys if you guys are interested. But all right, let me just get into it. I have my vibrator right here. So this is the seventh pattern, so the same pattern as I used for this week's vibe check. And I'm just gonna put it down my pants and we're gonna read this The Conundrum of the Workshops. Okay. All right. Okay, so this is Kipling's The Conundrum of the Workshops. Okay. Fuck. When the flush of a newborn sun fell first on Eden's green and gold, our father Adam sat under the tree and scratched with a stick in the mold. And the first rude sketch that the world had seen was joy to his mighty heart, till the devil whispered behind the leaves, "It's pretty, but is it art?" Wherefore he called to his wife and fled to fashion his work anew. The first of his race, who cared a fig for the first most dread review. And he left his lore to the use of his sons, and that was a glorious gain. When the devil chuckled, "Is it art?" in the ear of the branded Cain. They fought and they talked in the north and the south. They talked and they fought in the west until the waters rose on the pitiful land and the poor red clay had rest till that dank blank canvas dawn when the dove was preened to the start and the devil bubbled below the Nile. It's human, but is it art? They build a tower to shiver the sky and wrench the stars apart, till the devil grunted behind the bricks. It's striking, but is it art? The stone was dropped at the quarry's side, and the idol Derek swung, while each man talked of the aims of art, and each in an alien tongue. The tale as old as the Eden tree, and as new as the new cut tooth. For each man knows, ere his lips thatched grows, he is master of art and truth. And each man hears, as the twilight nears, to the beat of his dying heart, the devil drum in his darkened pain. You did it. Oh God. But is it art? Or but was it art? Oh God. We have learned to whittle the Eden tree to the shape of the surplus peg. We have learned to bottle our parents' twine in the yolk of an addled egg. We know that the tail must wag the dog, for the horse is drawn by the cart. But the devil whoops as he whooped of old. It's clever, but is it art? The flicker of London sun falls faint on the club rooms green and gold. The sons of Adam sit them down and scratch with their pens in the mold. They scratch with their pens in the mold of their graves, and the ink and the anguish start. Where the devil mutters behind the leaves. Is it pretty? It's pretty, but is it art? Now, if we could win to the Eden tree where the four great rivers flow, and the wreath of Eve is red on the turf as she left it long ago, and if we could come when the sentry slept and softly scurry through, by the favor of God, we might know as much as our father Adam knew. Oh God, oh God, oh God, okay, I'm just gonna try to come now. God, yes, yes, yes. Oh God, oh God, oh God, okay. Wow, that was that was a very nice poem. The devil is a bitch, is what we've learned. The devil is our hardest critic, the hardest art critic. Oh, isn't that cute? That was actually a really clever poem. I just don't have the brain space to really talk about it right now. Somebody who was very into poetry and literature studied that. He came twice today already. Yeah, that was fun. To whoever requested that, I hope you enjoyed. And to whoever actually took the time to listen to this too, I hope you enjoyed. And please, in the post, I left a form for you to ask me anything. You could also comment your questions in the post as well. But if you'd like to leave anonymous questions for me to answer in my AMA, which will also have, which I will also be having a vibrator attached to myself during. But I promise actually during that I will come as much as I want. So if you want me to come as much as you want me to, ask a lot of questions, I guess. But yeah, so this was a lot of fun, and please just leave me AMA questions. I'm really looking forward to answering them. Okay, bye.